Hey, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey, and we got another fun and exciting episode here for you today. Of course, we had an exciting day of Fortnite today because of the rocket that launched, the rocket that was next to Snobby Shores in that villainous base, Omega's base there, the rocket. You know, there's been a countdown going on the TVs. The little flashing red lights have been going on around the rocket. And today it launched at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's my time. 10:30 Eastern and all those other time zones. Anyways, unfortunately, I was not able to see it live myself because I was at work. But I did watch a lot of videos on YouTube and Twitch of other players who did watch it, and just how cool it was to see. I watched reaction videos too. People were flipping out. People were really excited to see it, and it was really cool. I mean, if you guys watched it, if you haven't watched it, go over to YouTube for sure and check out the rocket launch. There's a ton of videos out there of the rocket launch and what it did. You know, it, like, the rocket bolted way up into the sky, then it like shot a laser down into tilted towers, and it was flying all over the place, and then it finally shot back up in the sky and made like this big rift up in the sky. So yeah, it was pretty cool. The one bad thing I'll say about it is it was a one-time thing, and they just said get in a match before 10:30. So I was hoping that maybe as long as you got in a match before 10:30, you would get to see it one time, and it would be for everybody to see. It wouldn't just be for players who were in a match at 10:30 exactly. That made it kind of hard to be in a match, for anybody who couldn't work around that type of schedule or anything. I wish they would have made a bigger window where it said, hey, as long as you get in a match during this window of time, you will get to see this event. That would have been nice, but it was really cool to see all the videos and everything. Like I said, I just wish I could have experienced it for myself before I went to work. Another thing I want to mention here is trolls, man. Trolls, come on, Fortnite trolls. I doubt anybody in our community was doing anything like this because we have an awesome community here, but I saw that there was some kind of new like solo kill record too. There was this guy that a bunch of users built up this huge ramp so they could get up in the sky and watch what was going on with the rocket. And this guy knocked the whole tower down, their whole fort down, killed 48 people with just the one thing. And then all those people did not get to see what happened with the rocket. They didn't get to see it live. Everybody went in expecting to see it, and then didn't get to see it because somebody decided to be a troll. And, there's other challenges like this in the past. Like, so take, for instance, this Blockbuster challenge where you unlock the visitor skin. After I completed that challenge where you needed to get the chest in Risky Reel, I stopped going there for a couple of days right afterwards because I wanted to let other players finish that challenge. I didn't need to go there to open chests. So there was no point for me, somebody, especially, who's already got that skin, to go just open up all the chests there and kill people before they get the chance to open up the chests. You got to be a little nice to the other players out there that just want to, get the same thing that you gotten. And especially since this was a one-time event, it only happened once at a specific time. I kind of feel bad for anybody that was in a match and specifically got in a match to go see this, and then they were standing around looking up in the sky just like, the Fortnite team said to do, go ahead, look up in the sky, and then there's people just running around getting kills because people are looking up in the sky. It makes it not so much fun. But overall, the event, again, was really cool. All the videos I've seen it, I've seen a bunch of different angles of it. It's really cool. Again, go over to YouTube or wherever you watch your videos and check out that rocket launch. It's a really cool event. I can't wait to see what actually happens and what this is going to mean. They kind of teased us. There's a whole bunch of places that they said, before this season came, people said, oh, the meteor's going to hit and it's going to hit Tilted Towers, and then ended up hitting the Dusty Depot, and then we got Dusty Divot now. Tilted Towers is the one that was expected before that, so now we got that big red laser that went right over Tilted Towers, so I thought maybe, oh, that's going to explode, but that didn't happen, and then it flew over Anarchy Acres, so I thought, oh, that was going to explode, we're not going to have the Anarchy Acres anymore because we don't need two farms, but nothing happened there, and then when it shot up in the sky, it made this big rift in the sky, like this, like, I don't know what it could be. It's like a big rip in the sky, though. It could be like some sort of dimension thing. Maybe something is going to come out of it. Maybe we are going to be able to go through it. Maybe that's going to be introduction to, you know, new map. That is something that Fortnite team has talked about in the past. Somebody asked me about this on a stream once, if the, you know, they were ever going to make the game first-person shooter, and I said no. Because the Fortnite team said that's not something that they've looked into, but somebody asked me about additional maps, and I thought that was a good idea, and I don't know if they would ever actually do it, but the Fortnite team said that is something that they have considered, so maybe this would be a way to be like, oh, okay, look, there's this other dimension you can go to, and that could be a way to get us a new map. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm sure that Rift in the Sky is going to be there for a while, and we might not actually see what happens until Season 5, just like we had our transition from Season 3 to Season 4, where the meteors, you know, was going over the sky for weeks and weeks, and then finally meteors finally started hitting the ground for a few days, and then we got the ultimate change when Season 4 started. I'm sure that's what's going to happen here from Season 4 to Season 5, so in the next couple of weeks, we'll just see that rift in the sky. Maybe we'll see small little changes, small little hints of what's happening, and then finally, once Season 5 actually starts, that's when we will figure out exactly what happened there with that rocket. Alrighty, another thing that I want to get to today is so I want to help you out with another challenge, and it's the shopping cart challenge. Again, this is a really simple one. All you have to do is use a shopping cart, and you only have to use it one time. But let me help you out with this by telling you, just in case you're really new to the game and you don't know where the shopping carts are, I'll tell you where they are. You can go to, and I'll tell you on the grid by looking at the map, so you can go to C1. And there's the just north of the new soccer stadium. There's a little depot place. There's a shopping cart that spawns in there. To the east of the new soccer stadium, there's the motel, the Broken Down Motel. There's a shopping cart that spawns there. On the south end of of Pleasant Park on C4, you will get one there. On the on the hill, on the big mountain south of Pleasant Park, there, you know, it's in like C4, C5, that big mountain, there's a shopping cart that spawns there. There's a bunch of shopping carts that spawn around Loot Lake on the little depot. There's like five of them that will spawn around that little dock area. Let's see here. The other soccer stadium, the indoor soccer stadium, there's one that spawns there on the building on the west side. There is one that spawns on the top of the mountain that is at Snobby Shores, the one to the southeast of Snobby Shores. And then there is Greasy Grove. Three of them are going to spawn in Greasy Grove around the middle of Greasy Grove in C7. You get D8. In D8, there is the little... it's a little unnamed area in there, though, but when you're looking at the map, just look at D8 and you'll find one there. There is another factory just north of Flush Factory. There will be shopping carts that spawn there. You will get on another hill just northeast of there in, let's say, E8 area. There is, on top of that little hill, you'll get shopping carts that spawn there. If you go to Lucky Landing, again, this is in, let's see here, F10, you get like four shopping carts that will spawn around Lucky Landing, at the prison in Moisty Mire. So that is H8, you get two that spawn there. Of course, if you go to the racetrack, you get some shopping carts that spawn around the racetrack in, let's say, what is that, I-6, and then you get at Retail Row, you get some shopping carts in H-6, and then, of course, in Tomato Town, you get one shopping cart that will spawn there. That's in G4. That's all the spots that will spawn shopping carts. Again, it's just easy. All you have to do is grab it real quick, and then you have that challenge completed. So that's really straightforward. I just wanted to let everybody know where the shopping carts are, so you're not, like, searching around the map so that you don't end up going to, like, Fatal Fields or Anarchy Acres or Risky Reels, and you're not going to, like, you know, Haunted Hills or anything, or Snobby Shores itself, and trying to look for shopping carts or any other unnamed place looking for shopping carts, because those aren't going to have them. Not Welling Woods, not Lonely Lodge, none of those places. Okay, so that's a tip I have for you, and we have another tip here that I want to talk about, and this comes from WaveRider368. Guys, this guy has been doing a good job. He emails in tips every once in a great while and gives us some good tips, and if you guys want to do the same, again, that email's in the show description, so you can email in with either tips or stories that you want to, you know, have read on the show, and if I like them, then I'll read them out in the show. And I happen to like this tip again from WaveRider368. And I'm going to condense it down a little bit, but what he's saying here is, and he's seen a lot of pros use this, and I've seen a lot of pros use this method as well, and it's something that I've been trying to use a lot more lately, because when I've been playing a lot more randoms lately, and like random duos and random squads. And when I'm doing this, I notice that a lot of players either don't do a good job of calling out, like they don't call out at all, or players who do call out, they just say, oh, I see somebody, or, oh, I'm shooting at somebody, or I'm getting fired at from over here. And you're like, okay, where is over here? You're getting shot at from where? There's players over where? You know, they're not calling out, you know, if it's north, west, east, south, or whatever. They're not calling out the number on the compass, so it's hard to tell what they're doing. But what WaveRider says here that you can do is to look at the mini map and look at your teammate. Obviously, everybody's color coded, so you can see the arrow on the mini map of what direction they're looking. So if he's giving a call out saying, "Oh, they're over here," look at your mini map, see what direction they're looking, and their arrow is going to be pointed the way that they're looking at the enemies. And so then you will have an idea at least of what direction to look. So that is a good way to, you know, adjust your game to play when you're playing with other players that you're not familiar with playing with, or just who aren't familiar with giving call outs yet. So that actually is a really good tip. Again, I've even seen pros using this when they play together, because sometimes they forget to call out and they do the same thing that we all do when we get in a panic, just like, oh, they're over here, without actually calling out the direction they're in. So yeah, just, you can do a quick fix. You know, it's not quite as quick for you. You actually have to, like, take your eyes, you know, glance them over to your mini map real quick to see what direction they're looking. So it's not quite as effective as your teammate actually just calling them out exactly where they are, but it is a way to help get this done. And be a little bit more effective and help your teammates out. All right, that's all I have for you guys today. So I just, again, remind you, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show out. It's helping to build the community. If you're listening on Anchor, make sure you favorite the show. You know, please go over to Twitch, get that Twitch account, and give me a follow. I've gotten quite a few more followers the past couple of days, so that's going really good. I'm getting quite a few more of you, like, starting to actually watch a little bit more regularly. Just want to encourage you guys to chat me up in the chat room. If you write me in the chat, I will chat with you. You know, I'll talk right back to you. So go ahead and do that. And that's it all I got for you today. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll just keep an eye out on what's going on with this little rift in the sky and what's going to be going on with it. To me, again, it's really exciting. I can't wait to see what we're going to get in season, you know, in the next couple of weeks. In general, leading up to season 5, I'm really excited about it. So I'm actually gonna go eat dinner now. And then after that, probably just a little bit right after this episode releases, guys, I'm going to be streaming again. So go ahead, come meet me on the stream on my Twitch. Again, it's Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. Look me up. You know, you'll see the little icon there. It'll be pink and blue. It says, yeah, go come follow and come join the chat. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, if you guys are in the Twitch stream following me and stuff, I'll play with you for sure. You know, I have a lot of people on there who have added me on friend requests on PS4 and Epic Games account. And sometimes I send you guys invites and you don't always play. So, you know, if you're in the Twitch chat with me, then I know you're for sure playing the game and I can communicate with you directly and say, hey, like, I see that you're playing. You're also playing right now, so I'll definitely play with you because I'll know that you are actually going to accept the request for the invite to play together. And you know, it's another cool way for you guys to interact with the show more as well, because you'll actually get to be on the stream pretty much any time I'm playing Fortnite. I am streaming, so you know, as long as you know, you never know, you might do something really cool on the stream, and you know, you can clip it and tweet it out and show all your friends that you did something really cool on a stream and whatnot. So yeah, come and do that. Until then, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.